Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you if you just tuned in. Thank you for doing that. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Bill Duckelberg is with us. Dr. William Duckelberg is chief economist for the NFIB, National Federation of Independent Business. He's also the professor of economics at Temple University, and he's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 10 years coming up. Actually, this month is his 11th anniversary. How about that? Bill Duckelberg, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. I didn't know I was that old.
Happy birthday. I mean, happy anniversary. 11 years.
Anniversary.
As a member of our Brain Trust. Thank you for...
Well, you know, time flies when you're having fun. So it's been good.
It sure does. Hey, Bill, folks, the NFIB survey of the Small Business Optimism Index is something you've been doing now. Folks, he's been amassing these answers to his questions that are coming from small business owners and putting them together in a very scientific way. His work is the gold standard when it comes to and will be forever and ever as far as polling small business owners. And Bill, what is your April index indicate?
It indicates that we still have a depression index rather than an index of sadness. We just can't seem to pull out of this. So the index fell a little bit, 0.7 of a point from the March reading, which was pretty big. After we had had like 4 or 5 months of increases, we took a dive again, and that's unfortunate. So it left us at a reading of 91. And just to put that in perspective, you know, the average of the index going into the recession period was 100. Mm-hmm. So we're way below the average. And the typical recovery reading after a recession would be 105 or 110 even. So we're so far off the mark, and we've been at this 90 level reading now for years. We can't seem to pull out of it.
Yeah, you know, Bill. As you know, we have a very compared to yours, a very unscientific poll that we do on our website every week. We ask a different question, and about 2 weeks ago, we asked for the third time in about 9 months. We asked, "How was the economy going?" And in previous surveys, we'd gotten like, you know, a third were happy and things were great. A third were sort of, you know, we're okay, but we wish things were better, but we're going to be fine. A little bit of growth. And then about a third were saying we're still in a recession. That was what we got the previous time.
That's a big number. When a third think you're in recession, that's a big number.
Well, let me tell you, it gets worse because we just polled about 2 weeks ago. And only about 15% said happy days are here again. About 35% said they were, you know, kind of in the middle there. Things are okay, but we'd wish things would grow, but we are growing a little bit. But almost half, that bottom number went up as the top number came down. All 49% said we're still feeling the effects of the recession.
Wow.
Now, that was just a couple of weeks ago. And I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you, Bill. I write articles reporting on what we find and my commentary on that. I wrote an article about that, and I couldn't publish it. I'm tired of talking about this. You know, I'm sick.
Yeah.
I'm sick of this malaise that we're feeling out there across the country.
Yeah, I was accused of last week, and I was making a presentation of the results when we released it. I was accused of having become an eternal pessimist. And I said, "Hey, you know, I'm just reporting the data."
That's right. No kidding.
But it's true. We've never had you know, kind of recession-type readings for so long. So it just supports the notion that, you know, we aren't really getting better very fast. And
I still think a lot of it is coming from the leadership that we have in Washington. And I think we just don't have any kind of a leader in any part of Congress or the White House that's speaking to the better nature of our better angels. I don't think people are, that there's anybody who's talking about how America can be great. We're spending a lot of time talking about sacrifice and
what's missing is nobody to inspire us.
That's exactly right. And it doesn't take much for America. Bill Duckenberg is our guest. We're going to be right back after these messages. We're going to get into the weeds a little bit on these things, on capital spending, what's hiring look like, what are profits look like after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.